And welcome to the talk show today. It's an open phone day. Mikey J's across the console. So is Colin Letty. Mikey, good morning to you today.
Morning.
Morning, Colin.
Morning.
It is an open phone day. We'll talk about anything today. One of the things, believe it or not, eight more days, and the lies, the exaggerations, the hyperbolic, the accusations, the hysteria, the campaign rhetoric, thank heavens, will be gone.
Oh, you think it's all going to disappear after the election?
It's not.
It's not.
No. The insulting to your intelligence commercials.
The ads might be done. Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
They are deep. I don't know. Are they deeply? They're deeply insulting to me because I mean it's like, come on, you guys are.
They're patronizing.
Yes,
to some degree.
It's yeah. I mean it's okay. He said, she said. But that whatever they said is then spun into a worst-case scenario. You're going to die.
Yeah. Well, you can't tell them the truth. You have to jazz it up.
Yeah. Somebody's spending money like a drunken sailor, and it's all your money. Somebody's stealing your money. Somebody's going to do away with Social Security. Somebody's going to you're going to go to the gas station, it's going to be $13 a gallon.
They're going to close all your hospitals.
Your hospital, yes.
They're going to defund police.
Yes, they're going to do all of these nasty things, and you are going to be stuck. And you are, yes, if you vote for this person.
And this goes in every direction.
Oh, in every direction, every direction. It really does.
But ads aren't for people that know what's going on.
No, they're not.
Ads are for idiots. Ads are for people that don't have any clue what's happening.
They wouldn't be advertising if they were thinking they were only talking. No, ads are to scare. These ads are to scare.
Well, I mean, but what they're doing is they're distilling very complex issues down to five-word sayings.
Yes.
Teresa Greenfield is going to give the death tax and take all your money. You know, that's not what she's going to do.
What they're doing is they're taking a little piece of something, they're stretching it, exaggerating it, they're creating the worst case scenario. Both, Joni Ernst she's either the worst thing on the face of the earth or the best thing that could ever happen to us. Teresa Greenfield's either, the devil incarnate or she's, wrapping herself in the robes of justice.
Yeah, well, and both sides are doing it. Yeah, there's been a very big attack against Teresa Greenfield, but
and the Courtney Goodwin thing saying we're getting all kinds of stuff there too.
I've seen,
and that's locally.
The one about Joni Ernst that I thought was crazy. They said, "Oh, she's going to repeal the Affordable Care Act," and then they show her in some sort of like debate. They ask her a question. They're like, "Are you going to Are you going to repeal this, the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, she says the words yes, and then it cuts.
She literally says one word, and they cut to a different scene. Like, what?
That was
so
clearly taken out of context. Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 754-1480. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Dick, and it's so obvious where KBUR's bread and butter comes from the right wing, and I wish we get a little more balance. You continue. With Hannity and Vincent and Doug Steffen, it would be nice to have.
Doug Steffen, I think Doug Steffen is probably the most balanced, fair and balanced show. You know, we've got the DJV show. I don't know if you listen to it or not, but you've got Victoria that is in essence mostly left, and you've got Jennifer mostly right, and you got Doug somewhere in the middle. My father was a lifelong Republican, Eisenhower-type Republican. There's no room for that kind of Republican anymore, not in this party. That party would be, my father would have been considered, he was on the Republican Central Committee of the state of Iowa. He'd be considered a rhino right now. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Well, thanks, Dick, or whatever. Look, one thing I can say about the three of us is we're not right, we're not left, we're somewhere in the middle. And that's really the key. That's the key here. The fact is, but nobody allows that anymore. And that's where most of the people live. We all live in the middle, don't we?
Despite what syndicated, you know, news network we affiliate ourselves with, if we were affiliated with CNN, we would get the same comments about us being liberal shills
or
whatnot.
Or with NBC.
Right?
No.
We can't pick them all. We can't air every single news broadcast that every single company puts out.
I will say this. We know Sean Hannity is obviously the de facto campaign manager for Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's very
partisan. He's got an audience.
And Chad Benson is a balance, is a little more balanced, smart
balanced
guy.
As well.
Good morning. Who do we have with us?
This is Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey. You know, I was listening to, you know, we talk about the ads and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, what really I think bothers me is that a bill will be presented by either side that the side that presents it knows full well the other side isn't going to vote for it because they have things in it that are maybe outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But they purposefully do that so that when election time comes, they can say, well, they voted down this particular bill, but what they're not telling you are all the other things. The reason why they voted it down is because there were other things in it that were just outrageous.
There's fat that was loaded into that, yes.
Oh, sure. And both sides do that purposefully for election time. That's what frustrates me.
So they can have ammunition against the other guys.
Yes. Yeah. It's the game playing that goes on instead of just getting work done and really trying to work together. And that's frustrating to me. I feel like I'm a person
without
a party.
It does seem like...
Dean, remember people used to say, why don't we have campaign commercials that are positive, that the campaign comes out and this is what I'm going to do.
And this is what I've done.
And that's it. And there's no attack.
It's because it's really much easier to attack somebody than stand on your
own
accomplishment.
The issue, Dean, is that negative ads work. They work even if they're stupid. And yes.
And they're easy to make.
So anyway.
And, you know, I can see, too, how that you can't counter a negative ad because I'm sure these ads had to have been presented and sent and paid for way in advance.
Yeah.
So when something comes out that's a lie, you have no way to defend yourself. And so they're constant snipes happening. And
there is one that's come out recently.
There are a few.
Out over the weekend. There was a person who was a former Iowa State Patrol person that came out and was trying to shame Teresa Greenfield. Because she said
comments about systemic racism,
systemic racism
in the police force,
and the fact is systemic racism, you know what it means is that there's certain privileges that the white voters or white people typically have, and certain things that tend to go out and they tend to spread across the general population. But it's not necessarily the individual isn't racist, and the organization isn't necessarily racist. But there is such a thing as white privilege, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, a bad thing. I'm just saying it's the way that things are, and the way things. But regardless, it's when you have a voice. And then you distort it. Once you distort it and exaggerate it,
right.
It doesn't really matter. It all goes out the window.
Yes, it does. You lose all credibility.
Exactly.
But anyway, those are my two cents.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, I think that's the key here. And I think the fact is, it's okay. Thank God, it's all going to be over. But there is I've never seen. I mean,
it's
the negative campaign. Yeah, look at really want to get an idea. Now we have a lot of campaign commercials, and there'll be a lot more coming on this show.
Several of them, yes.
Yes, but I don't know if you ever watch the evening news on. Do you ever watch the evening news on any of the local TV channels?
Nope.
Okay.
Occasionally.
If you do, there's typically a 2-minute set, and what do you get? four straight campaign commercials.
Well, they buy that airtime.
Yeah, and you get then at the next 2 minutes, you'll get four more straight commercials, and the entire newscast will be nothing but
because that's
political
what their campaigns do. They
that's
buy
they
up
do.
All the ad space they can
now,
so they can run them concurrently.
If you watch the net, any of the ABC, CBS, NBC, or whatever newscasts, their evening newscast, when it comes on about 5:30 around
the
here.
Major networks.
Now, those are not necessarily, there may be some political commercials that are in there now. Otherwise, every single break will be a pharmaceutical commercial that'll be a 60-second spot. Of the 60 seconds, 45 seconds of it will tell you everything that's going to kill you. Of the side effects of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, we have...
Well, we are one of the only countries that allows advertising of drugs like
that. I know. Regardless. Now, what I wanted to say is that this year is something unique. It's the first year that we'll ever have had that we have had. Now, the law was changed a few years ago, which moved the start of daylight savings time from the last week in October to the first weekend in November. This is the first year that it happens to all line up that it changes on Halloween night. There seems to be almost something almost kind of scary about that. And I just wish, is there anybody else that just wishes we could keep one silly time year-round?
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. It's either going to be all or nothing. You can't do it state by state.
No, it's got to be one. It's got to be, Congress changed it, and they've squeezed that time. Right now, we only have 4 months. We've got 4 months of standard and 8 months of daylight savings time. In fact, it's even less than that when you add it all up.
I know there was a bill in the Illinois Senate for a little while to change it. Kind of died out.
Keep the doggone thing the same, because every time you do it, I don't care. And even when you get the benefit of the extra hour of sleep, your body clock is still screwed up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now it may be screwed up, you know, one way or the other. Especially when you do the switch from daylight or from standard time back to daylight savings time, that Monday more people are going to die. They're going to die on the roads because they're going to be sleepy. They're going to be sleepy and they'll be distracted and their body clocks are all screwed up. And it's just the fact that we have people that will die because of the time change, and no other reason.
You think that's why we should change it? I mean,
no,
I think that's a reason.
A reason.
People die and we lose billions of dollars every year because of Super Bowl Sunday. Should we stop that? I don't think that's a good enough reason.
Tell you the truth, speaking of which, I really
that
wish.
That may be stopped.
No, I know we have a Sunday. Wouldn't it, to me, Super Bowl Sunday should be a Super Bowl Saturday, but that's another story.
I agree.
That's not going to happen.
Or the Monday after
the
Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
The Monday after the Super Bowl is a national holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have
have it on a Friday.
Well, Friday or whatever. They couldn't do it on trudging into that area of high school sports, and that would not be good either. High school basketball
it's going to be Super Bowl Sunday.
But why not Super Bowl Saturday?
Because shut up, that's why.
I won't complain against it. It just doesn't have the ring to it. Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, then have Monday. If you have Monday, what day would you have? What would you call Monday the day afterwards?
Eating all the leftovers Monday. Leftover wings Monday.
Hangover Monday.
Hangover and wings Monday, yeah.
Never happen. All right. Never happen at all. Anyway, 754-1490. Yeah, I think people will die for other reasons.
I'm totally on your side, by the way. I don't want to say that I love daylight savings.
No,
I don't. I wish we could stay at one time.
I have no opinion either way.
We've seen throughout this year how well the states all get along and make the same rules.
I know.
It's been so great, hasn't
some
it?
Some idiot state is going to be like, hey, it's part of our heritage to do daylight savings time. We're going to keep it forever.
Probably
like,
be Iowa.
The other thing
we're
is...
We're sensible folk here. We like our sleep.
We don't want it to be disturbed.
What will be the
difference?
Some
people thought we'd have a mask mandate by now.
What will be the difference between Saturday night and Sunday night? On Saturday night,
you got to go to work Monday morning.
No, on Saturday, no. I'm talking daylight savings time. Saturday night at sunset will still be on daylight savings time. Saturday night sunset will be about 6 p.m. Sunday, daylight, it'll be dark at 5 p.m. and getting darker. And by the time we hit in another few weeks down to like 4:38 in the afternoon, it will be dark.
Yep.
Yep.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what everyone wants to
do? So great, isn't it?
Yeah, and we'll have, and they'll say, well, why do we do it this way? We don't.
It's just been that way.
Why do we bother to do it this way?
Well, why was daylight savings time implemented in the first place?
It was implemented because of war.
Yes.
It was implemented. It was called wartime back in World War I.
Yep.
And then it went back, and then in World War II, in fact, in parts of World War I and also World War II in Europe, daylight savings time has expanded not only one, not only two, sometimes up to three hours. So that because they had shift workers and that sort of thing, they wanted people to be, you know, hey, okay. The if it was light later on, then you'd have more people that would be staying up, and then they'd be watching for the bombers that would be coming.
Well, I thought it was also because of fuel, that you're going to save fuel on, you know, back then you had to burn oil for the lamps and everything else, you know, and if you had more daylight during your day, you wouldn't have to light your candles, light your lanterns.
Now,
most of that
has been pretty much dismissed.
You don't use an oil lamp anymore?
We don't use an oil lamp.
Oh, okay.
But we do have. So we don't have. No, and frankly, most people, because we're a 24-hour society. I mean, Colin and I seem like I think we are 24 hours a day. But it's like. Yeah, I mean,
we got to sleep sometime.
Well, we've got light. Yeah, people are, hey, we'll turn your lights on or where you use your energy. Is there a little bit of a benefit from being on daylight savings time?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Would it make a big difference if it wasn't? Not really.
It doesn't make that much
difference. Yeah, to me, it's not worth shaking up the entire country, every single person, you know, in the entire country. You know, adjusting their sleep schedule, you know, making them, you know, recover the next day. They say it costs billions of dollars every year when we do it, just in the lost productivity of people going into the office, either showing up late or not getting enough sleep. It doesn't seem like a net benefit to do it, you know, for what we're getting out of the daylight savings. Doesn't seem like it's worth it. So.
I don't know how you get it. I don't know what you do. I mean, we've talked about, I know there's been petitions that have been out there. I signed one last year with change.org. I was one of, I think, a million people that signed this thing that was to go to Congress. And I have no idea if anybody ever did it.
Well,
has anything ever been brought up?
Well,
no.
Well, Steve, you brought it up the best earlier this morning. During the morning show, is with the pandemic and everything else, is daylight savings time really on the high list of priorities right now?
No, but it's one of the easiest things we can change. It's
Bingo.
So easy to change. It doesn't have to be on the priority list.
Just make it.
You
make
literally
it
just say, hey, keep the time the way it is. Bam. You just did it. It didn't cost any money. Nobody has to change a single thing. You just say, hey, everyone, let's not change this. And we don't change it, and then we're good to go, and things are darker for
and
a few
do
months.
And don't do it state by state. We've already talked about how stupid. We've already talked about how stupid it is state to state, because some states I can't even go to.
You got
to
do it. It's everybody or nobody.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back with more. Phone lines open, 754-1490.
The will to win is not nearly as important as the will to prepare to win. We live for preparation, and we prepare to be the best that we can be for this game.
Pick six to start the game. Touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa. Iowa hosts Northwestern Saturday with pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30. Brought to you by Standard of Beaverdale, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Richard Broadcasting is a locally owned media and entertainment company specializing in live events, radio, digital, and social media. We provide information and entertainment to the local community and trusted marketing solutions to area businesses. Richard Broadcasting currently has a space available for an account representative, and we're looking for a community-oriented individual to join our sales team. As an account representative for Pritchard Broadcasting, you will identify and develop new business opportunities to sell radio, digital, and special events to prospective clients. Your goal will be to grow client relationships you create and help our customers achieve their marketing objectives. You will have the opportunity to use your experience to make our customers successful. To be seriously considered for this position, you must be an enthusiastic and hardworking person who thrives in a fast-paced, high-growth, rapidly changing culture and environment. Interested? Send your cover letter and resume to Pritchard Broadcasting, 610 North 4th Street, Suite 300, Burlington, Iowa, 52601. Or email marketing at burlingtonradio.com. No calls, please. Pritchard Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
After owning the so-and-so shop for 28 years, we're still going strong. Hi, this is Alice. We have Viking and Singer sewing machines for sale with lessons and service after the sale. We do sewing machine repairs on most models and brands. We have the largest selection of petite fabrics in the area and long-arm quilting. Store hours are 10 to 3, Monday through Friday, and some evenings by chance. What's new? Online classes at SewBurlington.com. The So-and-So Shop, 3206 Division Street, Burlington, Iowa.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
News brought to you by Kelly O'Shea's Pub and Grill, featuring a full menu including seafood, steaks, chops, pub sandwiches, whole catfish, and appetizers, as well as nightly specials. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
And now the latest from the KBUR Newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Multiple people were injured and one person died Saturday night outside Nauvoo, Illinois after a hayrack ride accident. According to the Illinois State Police, the vehicle driven by 41-year-old Wayne York of Nauvoo was traveling northbound on 800 East with over 20 people riding on the hayrack. York lost control of the vehicle and ran off the right side of the road. The vehicle overturned and York and multiple passengers were ejected. One person, a 32-year-old female from Nauvoo, died in the wreck, and York, along with several others, including multiple juveniles, were injured and transported to local medical facilities. Iowa officials say a 76-year-old man died after he apparently fell out of a tree stand while hunting. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says Raymond Bear's body was found after he was reported missing Thursday when he did not return from hunting on his land in Ollie. The Keokuk County Sheriff's Office and local police found his body and say it appeared he had fell from his tree stand. An autopsy is being performed. A black man who was shot by police outside an Iowa nightclub 5 years ago has agreed to a nearly $400,000 settlement. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports that 33-year-old Jovan Darnell Webb alleged in his suit that he was singled out because of his race in April of 2015 when he was wounded while attempting to pull out of the parking lot of the New World nightclub in Waterloo during a disturbance. His suit also alleged excessive force, equal protection violations, and battery on the part of the police officers. The lawsuit had been scheduled to go to trial this month. The decision to settle for $399,999 was made by the city's liability insurance carrier. Iowa officials are rolling out a new system to test sexual assault evidence collection kits more quickly as they work to clear a backlog that once numbered in the thousands. The system, called Track Kit, was rolled out in phases this year. It helps law enforcement, healthcare providers, and labs keep track of kits moving through the system. The Des Moines Register reports that about 75% of Iowa law enforcement agencies are now connected, with the remainder expected to join soon. Each person examined for sexual assault evidence will also be given a login to track the progress of their kit. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Senate is expected this evening to confirm President Trump's third Supreme Court nominee. Vice President Mike Pence tells supporters in Kinston, North Carolina,
Judge Amy Coney Barrett will be Justice Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to fill that seat.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says if that happens,
the Supreme Court will declare that a woman's right to a safe and legal abortion is not protected by the Constitution. The Supreme Court will invalidate the Affordable Care Act. The Supreme Court will stop legislatures from passing universal background checks.
We're told the vice president now does not plan to preside over today's confirmation vote because of five coronavirus cases linked to his office. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox Business Network.
Like millions of American businesses that are grappling with COVID, the White House has had to do that as well. We're still moving full speed ahead.
America's listening to Fox News.
Kelly O'Shea's Pub wants you to feel at home. That's why they've created an atmosphere that encourages their guests to connect with their friendly owners and staff. It's a warm, laid-back environment where everyone is smiling, laughing, and really enjoying themselves. Stop in for a cold brew and try one of their amazing nightly specials. Wednesday's Taco Night, Thursday's Shea Tales, and Friday's Seafood and Whole Catfish. Kelly O'Shea's Pub. A friendly welcome is always waiting for you. South Main Street in Burlington, online at kellyoshea's.com. Come play at Kelly O'Shea's.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy skies this morning. A flurry here or there. A high to 37. North winds 10 to 15. Will gust to 20. Tonight mostly cloudy. A low down to 28. Partly sunny Tuesday 42. Partly cloudy Tuesday night. A low down to 30. Mostly sunny. Warmer Wednesday with a high to 53. Thursday mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of rain 49. Sunny Friday 51. And sunny Saturday 57. Right now, cloudy skies, a flurry or two. It's 32 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street bracing for some pre-election volatility with Election Day a week from tomorrow. Investors are picking up where Friday left off. It was a loser week. Stocks are in the red this morning. On fears that consumers will start staying home again as coronavirus cases in the U.S. soar, hitting a new record high number. Grocery stores stocking up as people begin to buy toilet paper and other essentials again. While governments may not lock down the economy this time, consumers may lock themselves down to try to avoid getting sick. Gap will close 220 stores, 130 of its Banana Republic stores, too, as the retailer streamlines. Meantime, discounter Ross stores will reportedly open 39 new locations in 17 states. And Dunkin' may be going private, the company that owns Arby's and Jimmy John's. Inspire Foods making a play. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
You've got a long list of people on your shopping list for the holidays. We've got a long list of gift options at the BidOnBurlington.com Holiday Auction. Preview week starts November 1st. Auction week starts November 8th. We've got gift items and gift certificates from local stores, including Aaron's, the So-and-So Shop, Musicians Pro Shop, Martini's Grill, Your Dream Home Furniture and Floors. Shop for delightful gifts and certificates from downtown Burlington businesses, including Bent River Brewing Company, Gypsy on Jefferson, Red Screen Door, Mutt Musical Instruments. Outdoor enthusiasts will be thrilled with something from American Outdoors, Mrs. Doe Pete's Bucklures, Nick's Cycling and Fitness, Flint Hills Golf. We haven't forgotten your pets. Check out items and certificates from shops including Bark and Play Daycare and Suites, The Bark Spa, Horse and Hound Country Store, Preferred Pet Containment, and more. Whether you're looking for a present or stocking stuffer, holiday gift ideas abound at the BidOnBurlington.com Holiday Auction, November 8th through the 15th, with a special sneak peek week starting November 1st. Go to BidOnBurlington.com to register to bid today and check back regularly as new items pop up daily.
Tom Courtney raised his hand and swore an oath when he served his country in the Air Force and his community on the school board and in the legislature, helping pass middle-class tax cuts, wage increases for working Iowans, and expanding health care coverage to thousands in Southeast Iowa. Now, Tom Courtney's stepping up again to stop politicians in Des Moines from cutting health care coverage and to protect Iowans with pre-existing conditions. Tom Courtney for State Senate. But Tim Goodwin, he has his hand out and special interests like big insurance are forking over cash to get him elected. Their plans would kick over 200,000 Iowans off their health care, raise premiums for the rest of us, even let insurance companies deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. Insurance and health care interests have big plans to make even more. And Tim Goodwin is their man.
Authorized by Tom Courtney, paid for by the Iowa Democratic Party.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news. The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
All right, talking about how life isn't fair. Believe it or not.
It's not?
It's.
You don't say.
I know. You are surprised, aren't you?
I am
you
just
always
shocked.
Flabbergasted.
You always believe that life was fair. Well, it isn't. It isn't fair. And it never has been.
It never will be.
And it never will be. How about that? And you should never say never, but... Trust me, it probably won't.
you're just crushing my dreams.
I know.
That's very depressing.
The fact is, you get tired of yes. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Hey, good morning. Who do we have with us?
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. What's new?
Well, I've been listening to you this morning. And first off, when we look at all these commercial ads,
okay,
who benefits the millions and millions of dollars that's going for all these ads and campaign signs and all that? You know, it really doesn't really help us, mostly the media. And I just wanted to make a comment.
No, that's fine.
I can't handle regular TV anymore. So I was watching C-SPAN 3 the other day, history.
Okay.
And they had the debate of 1992 with George H.W.
Yes.
Got my tongue tied up. Bush, Clinton,
and
Perot.
Mr. Perot. Yes.
And they took three different times, and every one of them was very civil. Each one was respectful when they got done, they shook hands and were talking and laughing. And I mean, you know what I mean? It was a civil time instead of this horrible time when everybody seems to hate everybody. It just bothers me terribly, the hatred among the people that's
I would agree.
Everything.
I would agree on that.
I don't think it's actual hatred. I think it's just results. It's in this day and age of reality television, you know, it's many of these people that are making these ads know that you're going to get the most effective use out of the ad if you're going to say something that sticks with the person. And usually the thing that sticks with you is the unbelievable thing you couldn't believe they said.
It's negative.
You know, like they're going to kill you or take your farm.
Ellen, I think you were referring to debate behavior. Now, it was more disciplined this last debate, but there was still some really nasty things said from both people about the other guy. And you would not have, you're right, you didn't see that in 92, did you?
But
they do it because of the same reason that they have campaign commercials. And they do it because negative stuff works.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that it never happened. Who was the guy who he ruined his presidential campaign by sitting inside a tank? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, Dukakis. Oh,
Dukakis. Yes. Okay, it's they've been using things like that against each other for a long time. They weren't so diabolical about it. And I think some of the laws have changed with how much spending you can do on ads on television and things like that. I think that's a big reason why people used to have to give their policy points instead of, you know, just baseless attacks, because you had to listen to those policy points to figure out what that candidate was about.
There was one line that was said by President Trump on that thing, and it was said in that, be afraid, be very afraid. if you vote for Biden, you will have the worst depression of your lifetime. And you will also have this pandemic will run free and create chaos throughout this entire country and world if you vote for Joe Biden. I mean, it was
so
like,
no
I mean,
different than we have now.
That was basically a campaign ad. That was a campaign ad, and he was making it while he was doing the debate. And that was what I was thinking, you know. But it was said just like, be afraid, be very afraid. And I think
right.
that's. But you know what? I'm going to guess that it probably for his base, it probably works just great. I mean, wouldn't you guess?
That's
what he's talking to, right?
Yeah. When anytime Trump is talking, he's not talking to try to win anyone over. He's talking to his base, who is already firmly planted into voting for him. There are some people on the fence, but nothing that he says or does in those debates is going to sway
no,
that. I think anyone who's watched any of the debates this year.
No, he's 100% just playing to his crowd.
Well, yeah. And Biden is too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. None of the debates I've seen this year, I don't think have swayed a single opinion of anyone.
I don't think so either.
I would agree, Ellen. Hey, Ellen, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Okay, let's see. All right, 754-14A. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Steam, basically. Okay. I got a brother in California. I told you about him. We don't talk politics. I got a cousin in Minnesota that basically we're somewhat close. We don't talk politics. I might as well tell you, I was sick and I had the virus. I'm over it. I'm healthy and well.
Good to hear, Dean.
But basically, we agree about one point, that this campaign goes on way too long. They spend way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
Hard
and
agree.
Basically, if I head up my way, all the caucuses will happen all at once, a couple of weeks before the convention, and the top three will go to the convention to fight it out like they used to. I don't even know why we have the convention.
I agree
right
with you, Dean.
Right after this election, they're going to start talking about who is going to be our next president.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just like now, every time I see these ads, I'm turning it to another channel.
And they're right. And those ads are on the other channel, too, aren't they?
I agree that, like Johnny Earth, I agree that we need to raise it. We talked about this. You disagree with me, but we need to raise the age on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, because people live longer, people live healthier, and that's what they need to do.
They have done that, and they're continuing to do that on Social Security, Dean. Age is going up.
Another thing we're agreeing on is basically, like my brother in California, we disagree about abortion. But one thing I point out to him in the news, more men are making it where they're getting their tubes tied, where they don't have kids until after they get married. And that's what they should do. We got to face the fact. I'm against abortion. But the only way you're going to stop unless the Lord Jesus Christ comes down on earth. And I think we should put some limits on it. But I'll be glad when this is all over with. I won't tell you who I'm going to vote for, but I'll be glad when this is all over with.
You and me both.
I'm campaigning. I'm tired of any negative. There's one that came out. A guy that's bought glasses is fighting back. That basically he has illnesses, and he is saying he's for to keep that where people have illnesses, which I'm for, to keep that, period. And, but I just, you know, like, you don't know who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe we should have a lie detector test and force them to take it and see who's telling the truth. I voted for Jim Leach, and I wish we had another Jim Leach. And
Jim Leach was a great congressman. I voted for Jim myself.
Yeah, historically, the first native ad we had was in 1969 when Johnson put an ad with that little girl and a nuclear bomb. That was the first native ad, and you're right.
That was a campaign. That was campaign of 64, 1964.
They're going to take Social Security away. They're going to put you on the street. And this other thing, which is not true.
Yeah, that was, if you remember that one, that was the ad. Remember the little girl? She was pulling daisies, you know, and said this, you know, Daisy, and what is it, you know, she pulled off each petal, then she said.
Arizona was running for the White House.
Yeah. And then they showed a nuclear bomb going off
this
behind
the Cold
her.
War.
Yeah, and it was, but you know, the fact is, campaign, that was nasty. Let's face it, we've had some real losers as president. There's no doubt about that. We've had a few winners. No doubt about that. But Dean, I tell you what, I'm glad you're feeling.
I watch C-SPAN, and you think right now this is bad. There are a lot more campaigns all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, all the way to the 1920s. We're even more vicious than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dean, I'm glad you're feeling better, and you have a great day. Okay.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Dean. All right. See, civility does exist. It does indeed.
The Notre Dame girls travel to Holy Trinity in 1A tournament volleyball this Monday night. Join KC Fleming for all the action. Brought to you by Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Bob Dodds Insurance, Pizza Ranch, the Danville State Savings Bank, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Ritter's Garden Center, and Standard of Beaverdale. Notre Dame Holy Trinity Volleyball, 6:45 Monday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
I'm Story County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald. I've spent over 40 years in law enforcement, and I can tell you that Teresa Greenfield will protect Iowa families.
These attacks against Teresa, they're simply untrue, and what they're saying is totally and simply wrong. Teresa believes that if you commit a violent crime, you should go to prison. She's strongly behind law enforcement. Teresa supports fully funding the police. For too long, Washington has failed to fix our broken immigration system. Teresa will work across party lines for immigration reform and to protect our borders.
That's why the Quad City Times, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and the Des Moines Register all endorse Teresa Greenfield. It's time for a change. Teresa Greenfield will represent the mainstream of Iowa.
I'm Teresa Greenfield, running for Senate, and I approved this message, paid for by Teresa Greenfield for Iowa.
If you want to quit renting and start owning in 2020, you're going to need a mortgage. And those can be intimidating. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. Did you know that we offer 6 different mortgage products to qualified buyers? At Danville State Savings Bank, we'll go the extra mile to help you find the best mortgage option. Call me today at Danville State Savings Bank. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fleming Chapel wants you to be informed about cremations. Options with cremation are limitless when it comes to burial, keepsakes, jewelry, and urns. You can have a full service with viewing and then cremation.
Fleming Chapel is a local, family-owned funeral home. Your loved one never leaves our care during the cremation process. We'll help you through the final arrangement process and hopefully ease your burdens.
We invite you to experience the Lunning Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
Now, there's no doubt about it that this year has been a
strange.
I've called it dumpster fire year, and I know I said the term asterisk year.
Asterisk year mostly pertaining to sports.
I would argue
some sports championships this year were harder to win than others.
Well, no, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that.
You said that about the World Series.
Well, I know, but what I was saying is that. The fact is that they only played 60 games. They had
a win is a win,
and they had the guy on second base for every extra inning.
Bottom line, this year one of two cities will have two championships in the span of a month, either L.A. or Tampa.
Okay, well, regardless,
L.A. got the NBA, Tampa got the NHL. Who's going to get the World Series?
I don't really care because I'm
and
a
Tampa's
fan.
Probably going to get the Super Bowl.
I'm not a fan of either one of them. So
you think Tampa's going to go to the Super Bowl?
They got a chance just as
you
much as anybody else.
You are crazy.
Right.
You
they
are.
Got, I'm not. I didn't say they would. Don't you dare put those words in my mouth.
No.
I was just saying they got as much a chance as anybody else.
Goodness. It's
they're currently winning their division.
One thing Mikey J and I were talking about during just a little bit before we went on is the fact that we've got 50 states, and each one of those states seems to have a different rules by how to get along and what to do during COVID and and how what is considered safe or not safe. Chicago and Illinois is pretty crazy, and Florida, believe it or not, is pretty crazy too, but it's crazy in the other way. I mean, they've got everything surging, and the guy says, we're going to keep everything open, fully open. And it's like, okay, shouldn't there be some consistency?
It seems like everyone is on one end of the spectrum. And on many of these states, it's like here in Iowa, it's no restrictions. And there's, you cross the river, it's complete restrictions.
Every restriction.
And I think the answer should be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
You know,
we talked about the difference between getting married in downtown Burlington and getting married
in downtown
Chicago.
Yes. Big differences.
Huge.
Mostly due to the COVID restrictions.
Say that the way that Mr. Trump would say that.
You want me to say it the Trump way?
Yes.
What was it? Oh, it's going to be huge.
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 Okay.
Yeah,
Never mind. But sorry.
No, but it's, you know, these restrictions, a lot of these studies have shown that if you have super restrictive, you know, policies, it does affect people's mental health. People in those areas are angrier. They're experiencing more petty crime and things like that. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, we're seeing what we're seeing here in Iowa, that it just blatant disregard for COVID and no masks and no rules and no nothing. That leads to more people coming down with the virus. So it's either we torture everybody to keep this virus from spreading and everyone's mental health takes a toll for it, or we just don't do anything and more people get the virus. And obviously the answer is somewhere in the middle where we take some precautions.
Isn't that true? We don't
lock ourselves completely into the house.
That's true about almost anything. The solution is always somewhere in the middle. There's the extreme right, there's the extreme left, and they are both basically, they're coins, they're basically sides of the same coin,
mm-hmm.
because nobody wants that, or maybe somebody does want it, but it's not. Hey, you're not going to get the Green New Deal is not going to get just, it's not going to have the $13.
It's not going to steamroll through
Congress. Nothing like that's going to steamroll through. And on the other side, you're not going to have all the other things that...
They're not going to shut down all your rural hospitals.
Right. I mean, all of those things.
They're not going to take away all your guns.
Yeah. And
they're not going to cut Social Security.
They're not going to slash and burn Social Security and Medicare and all of the. No. What's going to happen is somewhere we're going to have, hey, what happens right now, and people doing it, we talked about the market the last time. The market is really right now on this sort of on edge right now because they'd like to know what's going on. Markets do not like.
They don't know what to do right now.
They don't like insecurity.
Yeah,
uncertainty. They want a stimulus. We need a stimulus. We're not going to get one because we've got this infighting that's going on all the time.
Truth is always somewhere in between.
And it's, yeah. Well, we want to thank you for listening. By the way, tomorrow, all the supervisors, candidates, 1, 2, 3, and 4, all in our 9 o'clock hour. And we'll do all four candidates on our Friday hour, too. All right. Thanks for listening.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio.